Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wow, hard to believe. It's Friday, December 22nd, 2023. We're almost in 2024. Ha ha! Woo! Wild! InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. Coming up, Vivek Ramaswamy interviewed me. I thought it was really in-depth and informative and thought-provoking. He just continues to impress me by how smart he is. We're going to premiere that here on the InfoWars Network in a moment. Then coming up, Steve Bannon, Michael Malice, and more on this Friday transmission. And you remember, you're the power. You override the censors. When you get excited, nothing can stop you. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the answer to 1984. You are 1776.
When they censor you and deplatform you, they can then steal your identity and misrepresent what you've said and done and then build a straw man and transferring the power themselves. That's the New World Order. That's global.
It's actually the Old World Order.
It is. You're right.
It's really just the Old World Order in New World clothing. Don't let anybody hold you back.
Amen.
Just do it.
The presidential candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Vivek Ramaswamy, Republican running for president.
He should not be apologetic to stand up and speak for the truth. Let's talk truth.
I'm talking today to somebody who I'm meeting for the first time. I met him a few minutes ago for the first time. I actually don't know a lot about him. The number one thing I know about him is that everybody has told me not to talk to him, which is what made me want to actually sit down and talk to him. The United States of America were founded on free speech and open debate. It's in the First Amendment for a reason. And so, you know what? It's wrong that we've become a culture that wants to censor free speech and open debate. And I think that part of the American way of life is we don't just embrace moderate ideals. That is an extreme idea. The idea that you get to speak your mind as long as I get to in return. That's a wild idea. For most of human history, it was done the other way. And that's what makes America great. That's what makes America itself. And so if somebody tells me, don't listen to this person, my reaction is, you know what? I'm going to listen to him. I'm going to keep an open mind and hear what every person has to say because I'm a human being. Each of us as Americans is a human being. We can judge for ourselves what we believe the actual right way forward is for our country. So with that said, I've been looking forward to this conversation for a long time. I'm excited about it. Alex Jones, it's good to see you, man.
Vivek, thanks for doing this, because when they censor you and deplatform you, they can then steal your identity and misrepresent what you've said and done and then build a straw man.
Yeah.
And that's why they fight so hard. 99% of the things they say about me aren't true. They never show a clip. Mm-hmm. They just say I've done these things I haven't done. Yeah. And it reminds me of them saying that Trump said after the thing that happened in Virginia and Charlottesville that he said Hispanics are horrible criminals, bad people. He didn't say that. Yeah. He said they're wonderful, good people, but there are also a lot of bad people coming across the border. They wouldn't show the clip. They would just say he said that. But he had a big enough bully pulpit to override that, and so it doubled the number of Hispanics when he first got elected towards the end of his first term who understood that it was a lie, and they then embraced him because of that. But that was because he could show them the actual clip and show them that there had been a lie. I'm not as big as Trump. I'm probably like 5% of the poll he's got. And so I have been successfully in many ways destroyed. I mean, they built another Alex Jones that's not me. And that's why they say don't ever interview Alex Jones, because they're going to hear something that probably most people are going to agree with.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I think that, I mean, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the fact that, you know, somebody came up, I don't know if it was someone from your team or someone who's part of your, you know, one of your followers or something suggested it. And I said, okay, well, several people are saying suggest talk to this guy. Let's see if that's something we're open to. And then the reaction that I get is, no. This is a guy you don't want to talk to. It's going to be politically toxic for you. And my view is, no. We're the United States of America. So I have no idea if I'm going to agree with everything you're going to say or not. But
well, I mean, here's your comeback,
I'm curious about this. Yeah.
Here's your comeback. Lester Holt last week did a really important interview, or 2 weeks ago, the Ayatollah Khomeini, the leader of Iran. Now, that guy is praising the attacks on Israel. It's terrible. I think he's a bad guy.
Yeah, Khomeini's not a good guy.
Doesn't mean I want World War III with them either, and Hezbollah,
amen,
who's got sleeper cells in America and our open border. But that said, everybody doesn't attack Lester Holt interviewing the leader of Iran.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Friday, December 22nd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We got something really special for you today. Vivek Ramaswamy in studio interviews me, Michael Malice, author, great researcher, Steve Bannon, knocks it out of the park. This is going to be powerful information today, so let's jump right into it now. You see Hamas publishing videos of kidnapping Israelis, killing Israelis, dead bodies, whole houses shot up with dead families. That's posted on Twitter. That's okay. I actually think that's... I guess free speech, as long as it has an advisory on it. The kids don't see it. Okay, it's horrible. First Amendment, I don't agree with it, but I understand it needs to be shown.
That's where I'm at, is free speech and open debate.
I haven't killed anybody. I'm not storming Israeli towns and murdering people in mass or coming on, you know, powered hang gliders, slaughtering people. But they don't want this to be heard, because when I see your message, and I'm not kissing your ass, it's true, you are the most informed, and the leaders to attack you, which is true, geopolitically, you name it, compared to anybody I've ever basically interviewed. And Tucker Carlson's super smart, and I would say has more charisma, but he's a close second. Your grasp, because I see the random questions you're asked, of just a wide spectrum of things is amazing. And your understanding that America, the idea of a free market competitive culture, is something the globalists can't have because they have a competing corporate oligarchy or tyranny and cashless society, social credit score they're setting up with the ESGs.
Right.
And that's the potential of America is so powerful because people aspire to that. America has to be wiped out, the political correctness and all the rest of it, so that the whole world can be leveled down to one giant third world population that BlackRock and the mega corporations can exploit and control and, quote, control our behavior, as Larry Fink said. So congratulations on
Thank
the work
you,
you've done. The number one candidate I support is Donald Trump. If something happened to him, I would support you for president, and I'm very, very impressed. A lot of people say, well, 5 years ago his views were a little bit different. Well, so were mine. And so people say, well, he wasn't perfect in the past. Well, I'm not perfect today. We have to be ready as the world awakens to the real political system for to have converts to liberty and freedom and Americana. And so the fact that you are a leading light really promoting the truth is amazing. And the few people that criticize you saying, well, you know, he just showed up on the scene. Well, that's what happens with innovation and ideas. Of course, you didn't just show up on the scene, but exploded on the national scene. And so I really appreciate your campaign. I think it's the best thing out there. When you watch these Republican debates, they're unwatchable except for you. My listeners all agree. The crew all agrees that why don't we just have you up there for 2 hours instead? Because if there's nothing but talking points and canned garbage from the rest of them, because I can tell you run your campaign. All the rest of these people are told what to say, and they're looking at polls and numbers, and it's synthetic. With you, it's real.
They're
puppets, and that's not even their fault, actually. I've realized, at first I would think I'm running against these other candidates. They're puppets of a broken super PAC puppet master system, and that's just the state of American politics today. And my view is, you know, if you look at some of the stuff that I've written in my books, my first, you know, book, Woke Inc., even years ago, I agree with 99% of what I said, but I moved a little bit. And that's good. We're human beings. That's why I'm having this conversation. That's why people listen to contrary voices, is we're human beings, not partisan hacks.
Well, exactly.
The world's got to respond to information and think about it and evolve our views. That's what it means to be a thinking human being, at least to me.
Well, and the globalists have come out in the open.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to Tucker Carlson just the other day. I went and visited him in Maine, and we did some hunting and stuff, and he was like, man, I'm more radical than you now. We were sitting there talking because the world, it's out in the open. The globalists have taken the mask off.
Yeah.
So I know you've been a pro-freedom of speech, liberty guy for a decade or more. All I'm saying is what you say is dead on. I mean, I sit there and I watch it and I go, gosh, I wish I could nail it. And I'm not kissing your ass. It's true.
I appreciate it.
Nail it. And regardless of what happens, we need people like you, at the top of government that actually know the subjects and aren't just getting talking points from the donor class.
Yeah. So let's just, since we're meeting for the first time, just a few minutes, I mean, your audience is probably very well familiar with this, but in your own words, it's just to hear it without, I didn't Google any of this beforehand, et cetera, I don't want to be biased. What's your journey to the views that you have now? I mean, what gets you going in terms of your mission? You're a clearly passionate guy, want to revive the essence of our founding ideals of the free exchange of ideas, not be controlled in a way that impedes the sovereignty of the United States. I know these topics animate you, but what personally got you to that place right now?
I had a lot of family that worked in the sharp end of the stick in U.S. intelligence, and they never really told me any of the classified or secret stuff. But like, my uncle was high level, I ran Contra and a bunch of other stuff. And
oh, really? So I would have never guessed that. What, parents or uncles?
Just a lot of people, yeah.
Okay, a lot of people in your family were in U.S. intelligence.
Well, I mean, back during the 70s, 80s and stuff, before they went from HUMET to electronic intelligence, there was a mobilization of the population against the Russians and others.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I had a lot of family. If I went to a family reunion, it was like a Soldier of Fortune convention. And and they would just talk about what the government was doing, what was going on. They were patriots. But just like we see all these whistleblowers now in the government, they didn't like what was happening. So it's not that the government's our enemy. It's that criminals at the top have basically captured it. So when you're a child growing up hearing all this, I just kind of absorbed it. I wasn't even really listening to it until later I realized how true it was. And then I started to go to college a little bit, but I was already very successful in business by the time I was like 19 as a salesman. I saw really this anti-American, race-based brainwashing that we see out in the open now that was going on, you know, here in Austin on the college campuses. And so I decided,
when was this? Just so we track
this
time.
This is in about 1993.
Okay.
And I've been on air since 1994, officially 95.
Okay. But you were a salesman before that. You were started college. Where was that at?
I went to local community college.
Here in Austin?
I was figuring out what I wanted to do.
Here in Austin?
Absolutely. I mean,
but you were already a successful salesman, so then you decided to find your way out of college.
Yeah, I'd had jobs when I was a kid. My dad had, you know, money and stuff. My parents were successful. And I would say, I want a new shoes. I want, you know, I want to get a new wakeboard. Because we, you know, we're living on the lake, and my dad would say, "Well, then go get a job." So from the time I was about 13, I had jobs, and then I got into different sales. But the biggest thing is I was selling gym memberships and stuff when I was 18, and I was making $150,000 a year, $200,000 a year. And then I was going to community college, figuring out I wanted to go to Maine College, and it was just insane. I went and sat in on some UT courses on RTF. Radio, television, films. I thought I might want to do that because I want to be politically involved. And they were teaching 20-year-old stuff. I was like, you're not talking about the internet, these classes. Why am I here? Like, well, first you got to take all these other classes. So I started out on Access TV in 1994, got my own show in 95, got a website in 97, got a local radio show in 96, called up satellite companies, bought the equipment, the station let me put in, the connection to the satellite, syndicated myself when
I was... You're in your early 20s doing... Just decided you're going to do all this.
Syndicated myself at 22, got on suddenly like 50-something radio stations. It was insane. Hit the national news immediately. Decided to set us on coffee.
What were you talking about?
Well, set us on coffee mugs and like newsletters like other talk shows did, something with their income. I said, I'm going to make films. And so I would go and show the UN, taking over the national parks, and show the UN signs and show what that treaty meant, that it was taking control of U.S. Land under UN treaties, kind of like the UN treaty on health care and things that's happening right now. And so I just basically exploded onto the underground scene with conservatives and people that were aware of what was going on. And in about 1996, I was already reaching millions of people. And so it's been a long, long-term operation, 29 years on air.
Hmm. Ever since?
Absolutely. We've, 9-11 happened, and I questioned 9-11. And I was on almost 200 radio stations. I've been offered, by major companies, the next big Rush Limbaugh-style deal. I guess Glenn Beck took that deal. Nothing against him. Overall, great guy, really smart. And I went from almost 200 affiliates to 30-something affiliates in 1 month when 9-11 happened. And I wasn't for radical Islam, and I believe Islamists were involved, but I knew about the NORAD stand-down. I knew about Building 7. I knew about a lot of the stuff that I was talking to police about that were on the ground, that they knew it was coming, bare minimum. Kind of like I'm against the attack on Israel, and Hamas is terrible, but something like 85% in major polls of Israelis think the government knew and let it happen now. So it was the same thing. But when I said that then, the radio network owners I was on, GCN, came to me and they said, listen, we just lost 50 affiliates today. They're all going to dump you if you don't stop.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We see you on stairwell.
Eagle has wings.
Roger. How's it look?
Let's proceed.
Roger.
Ignition. Has landed. Visit Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
GCN came to me and they said, listen, we just lost 50 affiliates today. They're all going to dump you if you don't stop. And I said, well, it's the truth. I'm going to keep questioning it. So that just shows I never did this for monetary gain or just to be popular, though I do need monetary operations to fund my operation and be free and independent. I'm not for sale. And so I've already been up and down. That's why when they deplatformed me and things and thought I would just give up, I didn't. So I started out on Access Television. I've started from the very, mail room of media. And I've, at one point in 2016-17, much bigger show than Rush Limbaugh, much bigger show than Joe Rogan. Undoubtedly the number one independent, or not even independent, media show in the country. Over 30 million viewers and listeners. 2016, 2017.
Yeah, okay.
And then that's when they deplatformed me because I was just number one. I mean, every day over 25 million listeners conservatively. And so that's when they said, well, we got to stop this guy. And then that's when the attacks came. But I've survived that, and now we've rebuilt. And in many ways, we're stronger than ever. We're definitely more influential.
Yeah. Well, you said the motivation's not monetary. I do find that people who are successful, I can see you're passionate. What is that mission? What is it that calls you? I mean, you've been doing this now for a few decades now. You're clearly called by something. What is it?
Well, when I was five, six, 7 years old, friends and family would come to the house. My dad would be playing chess with them or poker. And I'd hear all these guys, FBI agents, Army colonels, spooks, talking about the New World Order and the global government, getting rid of the border and selling out America, and this plan for regional governments, and this plan for a computer to run everything. And then as I got older, I started seeing that in publications being pushed by the media. And then I read books by David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. And really, for a few years, when I got out of high school, would actually go to the UT library and actually pull up the microfilm. They're like, they would have a head librarian come out and say, we've never seen a young person come and ask this be pulled. Why are you looking up the New York Times? And they weren't upset. They thought it was cool. And there I was reading the New York Times in the 1970s. David Rockefeller praising Mao Zedong and saying, we need that here in America. Mao Zedong was the greatest mass murderer in history, about triple what Hitler and Stalin killed, more than what both men killed combined. So I really started reading their plans for global government, cashless society, depopulation, the Club of Rome. I learned about the Bilderberg Group. I learned about Bohemian Grove, all these weird rituals and things. So I said, well, let me see if this is real. So, 2000, I snuck in there. And sure enough, right when they said the ritual happened, they did this weird mock human sacrifice, Faustian slash Babylonian, Canaanite, Moloch ritual. And so it was really the adventure of it and the mystery of it, being told this when I was growing up, kind of ignoring it, then seeing a lot of what I was told come true, and then getting into the books of the establishment, but also reading books that were countering it and saying, I want to find out. If this is true, I want to find out if they're really doing this. I want to find out I remember they had all these military drills all over Texas and the country with black helicopters in the mid-90s. And when people would talk about it, they'd say that doesn't exist. So we got tips from the military, went and caught it on footage of them. They covertly lease a building that was going to be demolished later. Then they'd basically attack it and blow it up and do it. They're training. It's okay. They need new training grounds. But then they would deny in the little town where it happened or even the big city that it just happened. So by then, we were catching it on video. And whereas people had caught it on video before, there wasn't really web streaming of video. 96, 97, 98, that was all coming on board. And so we would go catch footage of that. So, I mean, it was really like ghost hunting, but hunting real ghosts. And so I was basically doing private, independent, pro-American intelligence work for the people. And it was just super exciting. And because I was so prominent early on and was on shortwave and satellite and a bunch of radio stations, all these old-timers sent me stuff. And, I mean, the former head of the FBI in L.A. would come on the show and advise me, and General Benton K. Parton, the former head of the Air Force Weapons Development, would come on. And so I really, starting in about 96, 97, got the brain trust of all these heavy hitters who on their own dime would fly to Austin or drive in their RVs. The former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bob Bowman, they'd get in their RVs and drive from wherever they lived. And sometimes they'd stay at my house and we'd do a week on air, them just data dumping because they'd been trying to write books and magazine articles and little obscure things. And so I was thrown right in the middle of this excitement. It was interesting and it was fun. And back then it was more academic. Yeah, the globalists were getting a lot of things done, but I'd read stuff in the mid-90s about they plan to ban beef, and they plan to have a carbon credit, and they plan to track everywhere you go with switches in your cars, and, you know, they plan to listen to you through microphones in your cable box, and then we bust a cable box open with an engineer on my local TV show, and there'd be the microphone with the schematics, and, just, and of course, now they're like, oh, that's voice analysis, that's a voice prompt, but they didn't tell you for a decade that was in there. So it was just so exciting to be in a war in my own country against these multinational corporations that wanted to take America over. And so I was always saying, is it real? Is it real? I got to tell you, 95% of what the old-timers told me, because these old-timers were just like my uncle and just like some of my other family, what they've been telling me, but a lot of these guys were even higher up in it. And so I learned from people that were on the inside what was going on. So I had a long education over the last 29 years. This has really been an education. Mm-hmm. And so I just get deeper and deeper into my understanding of how it all interconnects.
What I'm hearing is the story of a journalist.
Yes.
A guy who's curious, records things, describes them, and shares them with people. Now, let me ask you a question. I'll tell you where I'm going with this. You're in this to seek underlying truth that other people aren't getting to. That's the what I'm hearing you and telling your story. Mm-hmm. Now, once in a while, that means you're going to find something that looks like it's going to be one way, it wasn't exactly the way you thought, and so maybe you were wrong.
I've made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, and so what do you do in that scenario? Let's say you're a journalist, because I know how mainstream media deals with it right now. That's a different way. They sweep it under the rug. Let's say you're wrong, and you realize that you had one thesis, and you were getting to the bottom of it, but then you get to the hard facts, and you say, hey, you were wrong about it. Give me an example of where that happened, actually. I think that's kind of interesting to talk about.
Also, what I've noticed is they've had a lot of national TV characters like Homeland and the newer X-Files that came out in 2016 where they admit it's based on me.
Oh, really?
And
Homeland?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And a bunch of them. You look it up. And they'll create the straw man where I'm lying on purpose and I'm getting things wrong on purpose. I never admit I'm wrong. I always, when I said I thought I knew something and I was wrong, I always admitted it. And so,
give me an example.
In the case of Sandy Hook, long before they sued me, long before they came after me, I barely talked about it. If you look at my life as a timeline, at first I thought it was official and thought it happened, and some professors and people came out with a bunch of anomalies and thought it might have been staged. Just like people are questioning whether Hamas cut babies' heads off right now. Yeah. You know, that's the big thing going on. And I don't think there's really proof to that, but they blow them up, they shoot them, it's the same thing. So now people are on Twitter saying, oh, we need to sue the people that said they cut babies' heads off, or need to sue the people that say it didn't happen, because you're not allowed to debate, was Jesse Smollett really attacked, which we now know that was fake. Or, you know, so many of these other events, like Operation Northwoods and things, where the government did plan to do atrocities, or did plan to stage atrocities, and blame it on an enemy. And so with that, I started saying, oh, 2 or 3 years before I got sued, I said, I don't want to talk about this. I think the people that said this, it turns out, are lunatics. All right, folks, we're going to break, but more with Vivek Ramaswamy and yours truly, Alex Jones, straight ahead. Please stay with us and spread the word. Remember, you are the Paul Revere's of the 21st century. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get scored for shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Interrupt this broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the InfoWar. Attempts have been made to neutralize the InfoWarrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
We're receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Find the InfoWars transmission at infowars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I think school shootings happen. And because every time there was a school shooting, people would say, Alex Jones is saying this isn't happening. Whether it was Parkland, any of that.
So I was saying, no, I think this is happening. And then the media and the system went, oh, he's weak on that, because they would never, they would sweep it under the rug if they were wrong. Let's get him. So then they resurrected it. I was deplatformed for other stuff. I mean, look it up. Then they resurrected it and then blew up a straw man of things I didn't say or do with no proof. I went to their houses, sent people to their houses, peed on graves, no proof. Then they sue me. They get all the discovery.
Did you ever do any of those things?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah.
Never even been to Connecticut until I was there for court.
So where are they getting this kind of nonsense?
Just
make it up.
I mean, that's all. The thing is, I cover stories and then I move on. Mm-hmm. So I'd done, they introduced in court like 22 minutes of video of me over 10 years on Sandy Hook. That was it. It was not something we made money off of. It was not something that was even a big deal. We had like one debate where somebody thought it happened, didn't thought it happened to two newspaper editors. Callers were calling about it sometimes. It was a big viral story up front. People questioned it like 11 years ago. I didn't get sued for like 6 years later.
Until long after you had already said, hey, I wasn't necessarily right on that one. I wasn't.
I think shootings happened. And I mean, if people track this, it's just amazing how it works.
So it's interesting. So this is after, years later, after you admitted you were wrong on it, that they chose to come after you.
Yes, and then the judges in Texas and Connecticut defaulted me, which is supposed to be if you never show up for court and you're not there, they can default you. And they, and this is all on the record, just like the Trump judge, they passed a law in New York. So it's not called a default, but it's the same thing. The judge doesn't give him a jury, and the judge has found Trump in the real estate fraud case, has found him guilty. Got the loans, paid the loans. Obviously, Mar-a-Lago is not worth $18 million. It's worth hundreds of millions. The judge says, no, it's not. I find that fraud. And the appeals court had to block him taking his hotels and golf courses in New York. One judge, no jury, said, I'm taking everything you've got in New York, and we're going to take more stuff outside of the state. And Trump said, I would like a jury trial. And they said, no. So I had a jury trial, but they found me guilty, the judge did, and then would not let us put on evidence. It was only a trial on damages. They put on a financial expert and said he's worth $400 million. I had like $3 million in the bank at the time, our emergency backup money. That's gone now. And then they put me through, they told the bankruptcy court that I had all this money. And of course, it was proven I told the truth. Obviously, I go to jail if I lied in there. And they don't care because they said, we want to take him off the air. We want to silence him. We want to end his free speech. These are quotes that they said in Connecticut, in the court, outside the court, and in Texas, inside, outside the court. So I want to move on from that because there's bigger things than me. But this weaponization of the judiciary, Giuliani was basically defaulted in New York because there wasn't evidence they were asking for. The judge just said, you're guilty. Fox, in its January 6th.
What is this defaulting business?
They have in law.
What does that mean?
A default means it's called.
I should know this.
It's called the death penalty.
being somebody who.
Well, you shouldn't know. It's
lawyer,
not supposed to be used.
I don't know about it.
It's called a death penalty sanction.
Okay.
And so if they say you don't participate in a civil trial, the judge can find you guilty by default. They still have to have a trial on the damages. They didn't even give me a real trial on the damages. So this is a fraud on America, and it's very dangerous, and they're defaulting people across the board now.
If you don't show up.
Yeah, but I did. And with me, they said, well, you didn't give us the discovery because it didn't exist. They said, show us the marketing material for Sandy Hook. I don't do marketing material for shows. I look at a bunch of news articles, some video clips. I go on air. I didn't do a marketing study with you for this.
This is new to
we
me.
We talked for
I'm
2 minutes.
Kind of,
we
kind
talked
of,
for 2 minutes before we went on air, right?
You maybe 2 minutes, a minute, you know.
A minute and a half. He walks in, boom, sits down.
Just get on there. Yeah, but.
But no.
This is new to me.
Give me the marketing material. Vivek, tell me about your plan with Alex. Tell me about the secret plans you guys had in this thing. All the marketing, all the Google Analytics. Tell me about your meeting.
Yeah. It's
wait a minute. You're not going to give me the evidence? You're defaulted.
I'm just going to say I'm personally a little bit blushing here. I don't even know about this legal procedure.
That's because they're not supposed to use it.
But they're literally, so it's not even that you don't show up and you default.
That's what it's supposed to be.
It's that you're not participating in the process.
Yes.
According to the standards that they set.
And they set a bar you can't reach.
Judge. I'm going to go back and learn the heck about this. Because this is, if what you described is true, that is a real danger to the integrity of the judicial system. I'm going to. I'm going to go independently learn about this myself. But the point is, they can default you even if the judge deems you not actively or sufficiently participating in discovery.
Yes.
In a civil trial. Depends on which state, I suppose.
And just like I was telling people, hey, the Justice Department, the CIA are involved in government documents running the censorship of us in the last 6 months it came out in Congress. People thought, oh, yeah, I know it's on the air, showing them the legislation, showing them the funding, you know, for the ministries of truth and all this stuff. I'm telling people they're defaulting everybody. They defaulted Trump by the law. How does a judge do this and take what you've got? They're defaulting everybody else where the judge finds you guilty. So you, like you see the headlines, Trump already guilty in New York.
And then it's just jury trial for damages.
Yes, but in Trump's case, just like they passed the law so that woman could sue him saying he sexually assaulted her, they changed the law to go back decades. New York has passed a law where judges, it's not even default, it's a new form of it, where the judge just says you don't get a jury trial.
See, this one's very concerning to me because, I mean, a lot of what's happened in the country is very concerning, but the judicial system is the last bastion of protection.
Totally weaponized.
It's the last frontier for us to be able to say, okay, executive branch badly taken over by three-letter agencies that nobody ever elected with any backstop of political accountability. Forget about Congress. Think about prosecutorial power in the executive branch abused. But the judicial system is our last best hope for the last ultimate line of defense. But if that itself can sidestep basic principles of confronting witnesses, basic principles of being judged by a jury of your peers rather than by a single judge, this is basic First Amendment, Bill of Rights.
And that's why they still did the
stuff.
That's why they still did the damages show trial, where people said his lawyers are terrible. Alex Jones is, no, they weren't. They were given a list of things like you can't say you're innocent, you can't say you can't question the witnesses about this or that. So when they're up there with no, here's an example. There was an FBI agent in Connecticut, never saw his name, never showed his picture, never talked about him. I didn't talk about him. He got up there and said, I got one phone call by somebody asking if I was really an FBI agent, because he was there without his FBI vest at Sandy Hook, holding a gun by the barrel. The internet questioned him. I didn't know who he was. He sued me, won $90-plus million. Never said his name. Never said his name. So here's how this works. With most people, I can come on here, and if people like this, they go, oh, I'll go find Alex Jones' show on X or on Facebook or on the podcasting thing. I've been delisted from everywhere. So I have to sit here and point out to viewers, if you want to find what I'm actually saying, Infowars.com/show. And in normal etiquette for a talk show, that's like somebody pitching themselves. No, I'm isolated, surrounded, can only communicate when people like you let me out of prison to walk in the yard for a little while, and I can desperately try to, you know, get messages out by smoke signals to people about what's happening to me, which they admit is the model to shut everybody else down. So you're a smart guy, one of the smartest, and everybody knows that's true by just saying it. I hope you'll go look into this, and I hope you'll find out about it, because it is incredible. It is, because
I've already learned something today. That's frightening. Now,
there's so many bigger things than me. I mean, there's these wars, and there's the cashless society, and the open borders, and and all the race baiting. I mean, we're being divided and conquered. That's why your message of coming together to celebrate our hard fought American freedoms is so essential.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Erica Loss. An unidentified man is being held for questioning by the FBI for suspected links to last month's biological virus deaths. In local news, a dog named Hero takes the grand prize at the annual... I wish I could tell you more pertinent news. But we're in a rating system here, and the key factor is...
sensationalism.
They've got you running in circles, 9 to 5, then 5 to 9.
You're mine. I tell you what they want you to know, and you consider it the truth. Nobody is opening their eyes.
Our global economy is depleting the world of our lives and natural resources.
And are you happy? Come on! I want you.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Well, one of the things that's true about the American way is that we're not founded on moderate ideals, right? The ideals that set this country into motion, I love that we have a map behind us, right? Old world England had a different view. And let's just smoke it out. We can say agree or disagree before we get to the agree or disagree. At least let's get the best version of the view on the table, which is that people, ordinary people, cannot be trusted to sort out their differences on climate change or racial injustice or whatever it was back in that era for their own good. It's not just that the kings or the aristocrats say, hey, I want to enrich myself and do it at the expense of the people. That's what many who are frustrated with monarchy might say.
It's an arrogance.
But it's actually an arrogance found in what they think of as benevolence. Right, which is to say that, no, we're not doing this for us, for our power, and we'll come to the modern version of this in a second.
We're doing this for the sake of people who cannot be trusted and left to their own devices, because it's for them we're doing it, which is even more dangerous than somebody who comes in and says, oh, we're just doing it for my own rich, my own private personal gain. No, that's not the view. The view is the people cannot be trusted to sort out their differences through free speech. I mean, the idea you get to speak your mind as long as I get to in return. The idea that there's a republic where your
and that's
vote
why
and
they
my
can't
vote count equally.
Because the rest of the world starts aspiring to that. You've got to bring that down so people stop aspiring, so that British Empire model, now the BlackRock global banking empire, which they admit with the ESGs, everything, you're absolutely dead on. And if you expand on that.
But I just want to get the view on the table so people understand, because there's a lot wrong with it. But at least to understand, put yourself the way I am, Alex, is. You can try something on like a set of clothes.
I agree. And then any says, good general gets in the mind of the enemy.
Yes. Yeah. And then you say, okay, here I got to understand why it fits. I got to really try it on. Understand why it doesn't fit. Then it doesn't fit, you put it back on the rack. Then you understand your own views.
Well, that's
better.
Right. This laissez-faire competitive system is way more sexy. And in 1950, we had half the world's wealth. We were 4% of the population. Now we become globalists and crony capitalists.
Give me those facts again. Sorry, you're going pretty fast there. That sounds interesting.
In 1950, the United States had half the wealth in the world.
Because is that right?
Because of our invention.
Immediately post-World War II.
And yeah, absolutely. Post-World War II, we had half the world's wealth, and we were 4% of the world's population.
As measured by GDP, probably.
So that's
the GDP of the world. What is it today? I should know these things.
It's gone down a lot. I think it's in the high 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, sounds about right. Maybe a quarter to a third.
I haven't looked at it in a while, but what I'm getting at here is what you said is so dead on. In fact, I need to make that point more. You can pull these clips up. Remember when Obama went to Latin America the last few months of his administration.
Term, yep.
Then he went to a bunch of countries in Africa, and he gave the same speech, Vivek, in every country. He said, quote, you can't have cars and air conditioning. The world's going to heat up and burn up. Now, here's a guy flying on a giant jet with dozens of aircraft. After that, he has private jets. He has houses at basically sea level in Martha's Vineyard and you know, Hawaii, though he said we were already supposed to be underwater by 2017, though they keep just buying Al Gore, all of them, you know, oceanfront property, right, you know, not up on cliffs or something, you know, like Martha's Vineyard.
They're bearing that cross.
Absolutely.
They're bearing that cross for the rest of us.
Well, I mean, that's it. They're on private jets. People like Ted Turner has like five kids. He says, I want to depopulate 90% of the world's population. Mm-hmm. Look it up. Him on Charlie Rose. Well, he has five kids. He has jets. He has palatial compounds. But you in Africa, you can't aspire. You need to live in this we'll eat the bugs, WEF, rationing for the good of the earth while the ruling class lives like kings and goes around their giant super yachts.
To mountaintops in Davos.
With carbon footprints thousands of times an American, and an American's carbon footprint is 30, 40, 50 times than somebody in Congo.
Yep.
So in Congo, you don't get anything, and so it's the decision to not industrialize those countries. And that's how they control third world countries. And then they sit back and say, well, that's why you're in squalor, because you're not as good as us. We're going to, you know, take care of you. But now that same inherent elitism, beyond racism, is now being used against the West. And they're now impoverishing the West as a political tool of control.
Yeah. So this is the modern old world European ugly monster rearing its head again.
Yes.
Which is fascinating, right? Because we fought a revolution. We thought that in 1776, we said on this side of 1776, on this side of the Atlantic, we do things differently. Where, you know what, we the people do sort out our differences in a constitutional republic, where every citizen's voice and vote counts equally with free speech and open debate. That's what we thought. And every little while, that ugly monster rears its head again. World War One was in some ways the physical conflict of that old world European monarchical.
That was because the British Empire, who was the villain of that war, not in World War II, Hitler was the bad guy there after the Versailles Treaty. They literally said the German problem, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Because it was dominant in industry, science. It was taken over not with the military, but with all of its inventions. So it was kind of the new America, but it was run by another royal family. So they had to kill the Archduke Franz Ferdinand and start World War I, so you're dead on.
And so this battle plays itself out every century or so in different ways. And I think right now we live in another one of these 1776 moments.
Fourth turning.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. I'm familiar with the.
It's dead on. And let's use the analogy of America, the United States, and India. I call it, I'm saying it for 20 plus years, that's why they do want me off air. You ask, what do I stand for? Americana, freedom, soft power, people aspiring to be like America, making us the best.
American exceptionalism.
American exceptionalism. Take India. You know, controlled by the British, kick them out, now wildly successful because you guys actually got control of your government, had your own resources. Same thing. I would call that 1776 worldwide. And that's not America controlling things. It's the idea of freedom, idea of the people, the idea of loving your nation, empowering the individual, and a meritocracy where I looked at Hughes.
Meritocracy, what a word. Well, it's a bad word these days.
It is. Well, I mean, I go back and I look at World War II. And almost all of our generals got there through meritocracy and grew up on little farms or in poor areas of cities. And there were there was almost nobody whose dad or granddad was an admiral who was there. In fact, it was almost discrimination against the aristocracy was what America was doing, because George Washington was being discriminated against by the aristocracy, even though he was really, really part of it. He was mad. That was one of the big reasons that even the, quote, elites of America fought the British elites, because they were tired of saying, well, I'm actually your cousin, but I'm not a lord, so I can't ship products out of the colonies. And so if the rich guys want freedom, and they finally set up for themselves, that will have to trickle down. And that's why they could point at America's beginning and say we weren't perfect. But it was the idea of the process.
Yeah.
And as more people get into that, that's the victory. So now you look at who is the leaders of the military. They'll have some token people. Oh, look, a black guy, you know, a white lady or whatever. But if you actually look, it's a bunch of blue bloods whose grandfathers were in control at the end of World War II when America absorbed the British Empire and became this new globalist system. So America is like the engine and the brain, along with the British intelligence, of this very evil thing. I love America. I mean, I've got Jones. I mean, I've got a Welsh last name. I'm not an Anglophile, but I'm not an Anglophobe. But the system of the British Empire and the ghost of it through BlackRock and its Royal Institute of International Affairs and the CFR and these corporate management boards are devolving the governments while they expand them and transferring the power themselves. That's the New World Order. That's global.
It's actually the Old World Order.
It is. You're right.
It's really just the Old World Order in New World clothing.
That's exactly it.
And that's what we got to understand. And so the optimistic side of me says that what a special time it would have been to be alive in the spring of 1776. I mean, it was a special time to be alive. You got Thomas Jefferson, the age of 33. People say, I'm old, I'm young. Well, I'm old compared to Thomas Jefferson. He was 33 when he wrote the Declaration
Absolutely.
Of Independence.
Genius.
You have people who were the pioneers, the explorers, the unafraid, that said, you know what, we are going to not just be victimized by this. We're going to chart a new way forward.
Well, 33
That's
was
the
old.
Moment we live in.
I totally agree. 33 was old back then, because a lot of people died young. You'll die young or live a really long time, but the average was we didn't live as long. And you're absolutely right. People were married by 16. People were explorers by 16. And, you know, Thomas Jefferson lived a long time, but by 33, he was leading a revolution against the empire that had never
been. And an inventor, and he was inventing things. He was an engineer. He invented the swivel chair, invented a bunch of other things, too, while he's writing the Declaration of Independence.
You're listening to Alex Jones. The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.